welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
Got a fun episode today.
Can't wait.
We are talking about conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Why are we talking about conspiracy theories?
Well, I grew up hearing about conspiracy theories since I was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
I have a family member that is, I would say, kind of obsessive when it comes to conspiracy theories. Not in a rude way, if you're listening, but definitely talks about them all the time. And ever since I was little, I would hear about them. And it was just a normal in my life. Even though my mom didn't want me to know about them, I still heard about them one way or another as a child. So since I was little, I heard about the New World Order, and I heard about all of these just governments, not on your side, all of these theories since I was really, really young. Now, fast forward to an adult that I do my own research, you know, I can't even talk about them with this person just because it's like, I remember growing up, it was like, okay, this is the date. This is going to happen. So this person would end up like going grocery shopping and like getting extra food because this was going to happen, right? And getting like pills in case there was a, what is it called when there's
Like a shortage of like medicine?
No. It was a specific pill that if we were bombed with radiation or something like this, you would take these pills.
I didn't know about this one. Okay.
Yeah, so then you wouldn't get hurt with them. So anyways,
got it.
So they had so many things, like they're prepping, like doomsday preppers,
got it.
And then nothing would happen. And then like the food would expire or like, you know, whatever. So,
but when you're a kid,
So when I'm a kid, I believe all this stuff. And then I start getting older and I start realizing like, okay, 9/11 was supposed to be World War III, but that didn't happen.
Right.
And like, it was like all these things just weren't really happening.
Right.
So I stopped like kind of believing in it or losing faith or trust in these theories.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that, you know, these family members, and now I have another family member that kind of got like pulled into this whole thing too.
Well, let me just say, it's easy to get pulled in because of, you know, the internet now.
Yeah.
You go on YouTube and there are so many videos about each of these theories, and you watch one and you start to, you get like sort of sucked into that world.
Yeah. So I have this other relative that got sucked into it too. It's not my parents, by the way. They're not conspiracy theorists at all.
Yeah.
But so now there's two, and so it's something that keeps coming back in my life. And recently with COVID-19, my conspiracy theorist relatives think that they are planned, that this is all part of the New World Order, that this is all a conspiracy. So it brought this up again.
Right.
Now, Joey,
Hi. He
doesn't believe in conspiracies. Or,
I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy,
Sorry.
No, you know, I'm sorry.
I was going to say is you didn't know about conspiracy theorists. You didn't know about conspiracy theories. Like,
yes.
I would tell you, like, oh, the reptilian. You're like, what is that?
Yes, true.
So you didn't know about a lot of them. So when we brought this conversation up and we were talking about it, your mind was kind of blown and you were so interested.
Yeah, you brought up, and we'll talk about the reptilian one later, but you brought that up and I had never heard of it. And you put a poll out on Instagram and it was overwhelming with people who not only heard of it, but believe it or have a family member that believes in
it. Yeah, because Joe was like, yeah, right. Nobody believes in that. Oh, my God. That is such a joke. And I'm like, no, I'm serious.
Yeah.
This is like people really believe in this.
Yeah.
So then after the poll, Joey's mind was blown.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, I got to do some research.
Yeah.
So here we are.
And I'll just say, I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy, but I'll tell you what I am. I'm a self-proclaimed detective.
Yeah.
So if something's a little bit fishy, I like diving in and doing research and coming up with my own conclusion.
Both sides.
I always go in seeing both sides and use the facts and the evidence and come to my own conclusion. So that's what we did today. That's what we did.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
Here's the plan.
Yeah.
We're going to address all of the conspiracy theories that were sent in by all of you.
Mm-hmm.
We will give a brief or sometimes not so brief breakdown of what the theory is, our reaction to it, and then We're going to make it into a little bit of a game. We're going to score the theories.
Okay.
0 through 10. 10 being, I believe that completely. Mm-hmm. Or 0 being, no freaking way.
Okay.
Okay.
Joey has been doing a lot of research, typing away.
I dove deep into the world of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, the other day we were driving and he started talking about it. And I'm like, okay, just save it for the podcast because we need a genuine reaction from me. Like, I don't know. Please don't tell me. And then he's like, okay, but one more thing. And he kept like talking to me about it. I was like, just let's save it for the podcast. So I have not heard Joey's research or his thoughts about this before this episode.
Yep.
Except that one.
There's maybe one or two.
Yeah.
And let's start with it right now, right off the bat, Pizzagate.
Okay.
I had never, ever heard about Pizzagate until we started doing this. Let me correct that. I heard the name Pizzagate, but I didn't know what it actually was until we did this.
Yeah.
So here's what it is. In 2016, John Podesta, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, had his emails hacked a month before the election. Remember Trump and the whole emails thing? Emails?
Yeah.
Anyway, Podesta's hacked emails were released on platforms like Reddit and 4chan and other message boards. Especially on Donald Trump message boards, where users were sifting through Podesta's emails looking for dirt on Hillary Clinton and her campaign. What they kept finding were emails that talked a lot about food. A lot of food in these emails. Mm-hmm. Other politicians or government officials or friends emailing Podesta asking for recipes, especially for pasta dishes. Users thought this was a little bit weird. Then they started to find emails between John and his brother Tony talking about this pizza place called Comet Ping Pong.
What a name.
Yeah. And the two brothers kept meeting there and scheduling these dates to get pizza.
I mean, somebody named Tony sounds like he likes pizza.
Hey, Tony Podesta. These guys are two Italian Americans.
Yeah, so it makes sense. It's not that weird.
Well, they thought it was weird. So one user looked up the owner, and the owner had pictures with Hillary Clinton and Obama. And they were like, oh, that's it. There's something going on with this pizza place. Then one user messaged in that group that certain words that were being used in the emails were code for child pornography and child trafficking, and that these guys were pedophiles. They also said that the code words were according to the FBI.
Okay.
And after that happened, it exploded. They were all now convinced, all these internet sleuths.
Yeah.
You know, this
what
is
what are sleuths?
Remember when we watched the Cats documentary? Don't F with Cats. Those are like internet sleuths are like internet detective.
Oh, okay.
So everybody in these chat groups were getting all this information from each other, and they were convinced something's going on at this pizza place, including these two guys who they were convinced are now pedophiles, and it's now involving Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
So then they apparently found pictures on the pizza owner's Instagram page of cages inside of a van and a basement dungeon that he had posted on his own Instagram page.
Okay.
And they were convinced, too, that the logo of the pizza place was something satanic based on a shape that was in the logo.
Okay.
Then on December 4th, a guy drove to D.C. from North Carolina with guns and barged into the pizza shop.
Oh, you really ran into it.
What?
You really ran into the like, there was no, like, wait, like, there's a guy, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I'm just, here's what I'm doing right now, by the way. Okay. You can't tell.
Oh, you're just going to give all the information.
I'm going all neutral.
Okay.
I'm going right down the line with just information.
Okay.
And then I'll give my reaction.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try my hardest to stay as neutral as possible as I give the background.
Right. So people can
you make just up your own
got thing. It. Okay. I was like, wow.
Yeah, no. So where was it? The guy barged in.
Yeah, so okay. A guy from North Carolina goes to Florida?
No, this is in Washington, D.C.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It could have been Florida. Sounds like it could have been Florida. but he goes to D.C., barges in the pizza shop. He's got guns on him, and he's demanding to see where the children are. And he said he's there to free the children. And he starts shooting the gun, like, at the ceiling. Mm-hmm.
Because they thought that he had children like hostage children in the pizza place?
Yes. They were thinking that Podesta and the two Podesta brothers are in charge of this whole pedophile ring where they're where they're trafficking children out of the pizza shop.
Okay.
And people would email their order of what they wanted in code of the foods.
Got it. Okay.
So the different foods
like pepperoni
meant something and cheese pizza meant something and pasta recipe meant something else.
Got it.
They developed their whole a whole language. So the pizza owner said, you know, please just look around. It's not real. This is whenever you're reading online, it's not real. Please feel free to look around, all that stuff. And so the guy did. Meanwhile, they called the police.
Did he shoot the
He didn't shoot anybody. He just shot like to scare.
Oh, that's still scary. He did.
Of course. He shot the gun.
Okay.
He shot the gun at the ceiling.
Okay.
And so the pizza owner said, please look around, go, you know, do whatever you got to do. It's not, I'm telling you, it's not real. Guy looked around, meanwhile, called the police. And the guy came back in, says he didn't find anything, and surrenders to the police, and now he's in jail.
Whoa.
So, okay. That's basically it. That's what people believe. Mm-hmm. And I cannot believe people believe this. I can't. I don't. I will admit, I was thoroughly disappointed by this conspiracy theory based on all the hype about it. Everybody's saying Pizzagate, Pizzagate, Pizzagate.
Yeah.
I truly am baffled by how people believe this theory.
Yeah.
Where are you? Where are you on this?
All right, number one, I do not put it past anybody for believing in certain things because of the way I grew up. So I believe I can believe that all these people believe in just anything.
Sure.
But I think that it's possible that that happened. Like, it's possible that there was some type of, that somebody is a pedophile, like, a pedophile. Who you don't really know what people do behind closed doors.
Right.
You don't, like, things could, this could have been real.
Agreed.
But it wasn't. But, like, you know, I don't think, I don't personally think it is. I don't really know. But I always have this feeling of, I don't know. Like, if I'm not there.
Yeah.
You know, and if.
Okay, I totally understand that. I'm with you. Of course, you never know.
Yeah.
This is, let me just say, this is something that started on a Donald Trump message thread from people who were looking for dirt. They were looking for things, and they created this language in these emails. So that's one. The food thing isn't weird to me. John Podesta is an Italian-American whose mother probably taught him how to make a great pasta bolognese,
and
people want the recipe. That's not weird to me at all.
Yeah,
and this pizza place, do you think if you owned a pizza place, and Obama and Hillary Clinton came in, you wouldn't want to take a picture with them and hang it on your wall?
Yeah, of course.
That's why he did that. And, you know, I'm sure it's nice for high-level politicians to have a go-to spot where they can go sit and eat and actually eat a meal in privacy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, it's not weird to me that they have, like, a go-to place.
Yeah.
If for whatever reason this was true, why would the owner post photos of the evidence on his own Instagram page?
Yeah.
And if it was true and it was involving all these high-level politicians, why would they allow him to post these on his Instagram page?
Yeah.
So
that's true. I don't think I'm saying it sounds like it could be believable because I don't put it past people to do horrible things.
Agreed.
But
this case, I'm not buying it.
I don't think it is just because I feel like this would have already been investigated by professionals. But I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I'm interested in your score.
So the scoring again was how believable it is or do I believe in it?
Like your score. So it's like, if you believe it completely, it's a 10. If you think no freaking way, it's a 0. So if you're on the fence, you can give it like in the 5 range.
Yeah.
You can go decimal points too. You can go like 4.8.
I'm going to go with 2. Because I don't put it past people that they can do things, but I also don't think that really happened. Like, they're just looking for something.
Yeah, I am going with they're just looking for something, and I think
I mean, you did most of the research.
Yeah, I will say personally, I went into this with so much hype because I had heard so much about this Pizzagate. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And I was so incredibly let down by this. I'm giving it a negative 1 million out of 10. A negative 1 million out of 10.
Okay.
Are you good to move on?
Yeah.
We got the moon landing. Okay. So there's a theory that the U.S. never sent humans to the moon. That no one has ever walked on the moon. And that the videos and pictures of the astronauts on the moon are fake and edited. So to understand this, here's some background on the trip to the moon.
Okay.
So during the Cold War, the U.S. and Soviet Union were in a race to get humans onto the moon. Both had great space programs. Soviet Union had been sending crafts to the moon since like the 50s,
yeah.
early 50s. Point is, they had a great space program. So did the U.S. So the race was on. People believe that we never actually went there for a bunch of reasons. One, like I said, the pictures and the videos. Mm-hmm. So some of the videos, and I watched them all, some of the videos do look like the astronauts could be on like a trampoline. Like it does look like they sort of bounce on the surface.
Yeah.
There are some videos that it looks like there is a string, like in certain lights, mm-hmm. that is attached to the astronauts that sort of goes up and then out of frame. So people think that they were filming it on like a set.
Yeah.
Some believe that the rocks that they brought back rocks and gave these rocks away as like gifts. Some believe that they were fake and that studies were done to prove that they were fake. Mm-hmm. I would say the main reason is people say, well, then why haven't we gone back? Why hasn't anybody gone back since the 60s?
Yeah.
It seems unrealistic if we went once in the 60s, why we never went back and put humans on the moon again. That number three is the most interesting to me, that we went in the 60s. How come we never have gone back?
Yeah.
But I'll just say we were talking to our friend Brittany about this, mm-hmm. and she brought up a really good point. And that's that it would be a complete waste of money. And that was NASA's reason. People have asked people at NASA why we haven't been back, and they have said because of financial reasons, which seemed weird to me at first. But she explained it like it's so insanely expensive to send people to the moon, to send a ship to the moon, not to mention risky. The percentage that they come back alive is close to zero. And they can't turn it into like a live TV event or anything for that reason as well. So if they went already and they didn't really find out much, or they found out that there could be no life there.
Yeah.
What's the point in going back?
Yeah.
It would just be a big waste of money. So that's an interesting counterpoint.
And lives.
Right. And lives. So that's a great counterpoint to that third thing, which to me was big at first.
Okay.
What do you got?
Okay. So this, again, just repeating, is people that this conspiracy are a lot of people that believe that the moon landing was fake.
Right.
I feel like mine is just going to be so, like, it's very believable, actually. I'm going to say 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
But a 10's like, there's no doubt in your mind.
Oh, okay, fine. Then I'll just say 8.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is very, I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying like, oh, I know it's fake.
Well, that's a 10.
Okay, well, then I take it back.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say an 8.
Okay.
I'm not saying for sure it didn't happen, but okay. I'm saying it's very believable to me that it didn't, just because there isn't that much proof. The video quality doesn't even look that good. Like it looks weird. It does. And we haven't gone back. So I just feel like,
you think nobody has ever walked on the moon still?
Yeah. I think people could have walked on the moon. I'm just saying the theory.
Oh, okay.
Is believable.
Okay, I see.
You know, I believe that people walked on the moon, but I feel like the theory saying that it's not.
But no, but this is about your belief in the theory.
Oh.
I guess, unless you want to do it the other way.
The thing is I am not a person that will say definitely no or definitely yes. You do,
but these for are anything, just, these are just hot takes. These are just hot takes. We're going hot takes here.
I'm so literal. And if okay, I wasn't you, there, fine, you stick with your, then you, it's never 100%.
Okay, fine. You stick with your way of like, is this believable?
Right.
And then I'll do my
your way
my
of,
yeah. rating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Joey's more extreme and I'm more like,
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say an 8.
Okay, cool. Okay. I'll counterpoint the reasons that you said. The okay. first thing about the footage looking weird, it's the moon. Mm-hmm. It's video that was taken on the moon.
Yeah.
No wonder it looks weird.
Yeah.
The fact that the footage could have gotten damaged on the moon is very high because it's the moon.
Yeah.
I will also say that the main reason I think that we did go to the moon is we were in the race with the Soviet Union to get there. Mm-hmm. And they had a great space program. So if the U.S. got there first and the Soviet Union did not believe that, they would counter it. They would prove that we didn't get there so that they didn't lose this race.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they never did that. I like Brittany's point about why we haven't been back. Mm-hmm. We went and it risked all those lives and so many people did die in attempts to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Why risk more to go there for like no, what are we going to do there?
Yeah.
People can't live there.
Yeah.
There isn't life there. So why go?
Yeah.
So I get that point too. So with all that said, I'm going to give it a 2.5. Okay. I'm going to give it a small glimmer because the footage is weird and it did. There was one clip where it looked weird and it looked like he bounced. But I will say that for that reason, it could have been. Because we did go there, the footage got ruined, so they used training footage and edited around that. Because what are they going to say? Sorry, our footage got ruined? Yeah. Everyone's going to be like, oh, you didn't go there, you liar.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll say. I think we went there. You think highly possible that we did not.
Yeah, I think that highly possible that we did or highly possible that we didn't.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just saying either or.
Okay, but that sounds more like a 5 then.
Okay, fine, 5.
Okay. Should we move on?
Yes.
All right, we've got 9/11 to talk about.
Oh, I already know my number for this one. Oh, okay, boy. Keep going.
So I'll just first say, one of the craziest days ever. Like, I will never forget that day. I remember where I was. And there are a ton of theories about this day.
Yeah.
Should we dive in?
Mm-hmm.
So the main one is that people believe this was an inside job. One reason is there was a lot of market action involving the two airlines involved, United and American, in the days leading up to 9/11. Like people who had money in United and Airlines took all of their money out.
Yeah.
And
is so fishy.
That's fishy. And that was in the days leading up to 9/11. So people think there was some insider trading going on. People think the Air Force's response and not trying to shoot down those planes was weird. Their late response to it was weird. And the main theory that I was seeing is that people believe that those buildings could not have collapsed from planes hitting them. And that it had to have been bombs that went off in the lower levels that attributed to the collapse.
Yeah.
So, and I will say too that there are a ton of architects that have gone on record to say it is impossible for the buildings to have collapsed based on the planes alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting.
And there's documentaries about this
conspiracy. Right. And I'll also say that I watched so much video of that day, of people videotaping on the scene that day. And there were a lot of people running by saying, yeah, when I heard the bombs, I ran out like right before the planes hit. A lot of people saying that they...
Yeah.
Ran the bombs went off before the planes.
Yeah. Okay, this does not sound like you're in the median, by the way. Describe this one.
Why? No, I'm literally just saying what I saw.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I could have a totally counterpoint here.
Okay.
And people think that the US was involved because Bush wanted a reason to start a war in the Middle East over oil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the conspiracy theorists' theory.
Yeah.
I watched a ton of videos.
Mm-hmm.
So now to my reaction,
okay.
There were definitely bombs that went off. I did see videos where you see explosions happening at the bottom, but those could have been part of the attack. So I don't think that's anything.
Yeah. Well, also, where'd you see these videos? Who posted them? Who posted them?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Just some
anything
guy.
Could have been edited.
Totally. Completely. So mm-hmm. that's weird. I will say that I think there's some weird things going on here. The main one to me is that the U.S. had been investigating bin Laden for years leading up to 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And after the 2000 election, the intelligence agency was told to back off bin Laden in 2000.
Yeah.
Right after the election. They were told to back off bin Laden, and then this happened.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's something fishy going on. I think with Dick Cheney, the vice president at the time, you know, I've read all of his statements. I can't help but feel there was something weird with him in this. And he'd been wanting a war with Iraq. So, yeah, I think there was something fishy going on. I do. And I think it's weird that the U.S. knew about Osama bin Laden for years and that they told the intelligence agency to back off a year before this happened.
Uh-huh.
I think that's weird. So, yeah, I'm not all in. I'm not going 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 6.2. But mm-hmm. I'm going to say I could easily be swayed back down to 0.
I have watched the documentaries on this.
Loose Change?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's also something about when the plane hit the Pentagon of right. how like it hit. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
And just by watching that, and it's very fishy to me. I feel like out of all the conspiracies, this is the one that I, of course, you never know. I'm not going to give a 10 to anything.
Yeah.
But this is probably the one that I'm like, this seems very probable.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with an 8
okay.
for this one.
We're not far off there with our two scores.
Yeah.
It's sad. And I think, but I do. I really.
I don't put it past
yeah,
people.
I know. I agree.
It's unfortunate, but.
Yeah. Okay, next. The Freemasons. So many people believe that the Freemasons are a secret society behind the American Revolution and other big moments throughout our history and behind moments to come in our future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that they're planning for things to happen.
Yeah, this is a big one. I grew up listening about this.
Okay, so I didn't know anything about the Freemasons before this, so I thought to fully understand, I needed some background. So here is some background.
Okay.
Back in the Middle Ages in Britain, there was a guild of merchants, basically like a club of skilled workers.
Okay.
You have to remember back then, if you could build things with your hands, you had value. You were important. You were famous.
Yeah.
So, and that's what a mason is. A mason is someone who works with stone. Mm-hmm. And the free part comes from basically you were bound to no one in those times.
Mm-hmm.
You were a free worker, mm-hmm. which was rare. Okay, so once these builders gained respect and fame for their work, they became what was called master masons. And once you were a master mason, you belonged in this guild, this group. It's like mm-hmm. a club.
Mm-hmm.
And the group, the club was growing and growing. And they all had a common belief in brotherhood and a higher power. And they came up with these rituals. Well, actually, they didn't come up with them, but they adapted these rituals that were based on King Solomon's temple, which was the first ever temple mm-hmm. in the world. So they weren't a religious group. Actually, one of their rules was no talking about religion. And another one was no talking about politics. That's important.
Okay.
Because eventually that caused a divide in this first ever group of Freemasons, because some Masons wanted to talk about politics.
Yeah.
So the ones that wanted to talk about politics started a new branch, and the ones that didn't stayed where they were. And they sort of became rivals, right?
Okay.
And this caused like the Freemasons to start doing that more often. It was like, well, this group wants to talk about religion, they go over here.
Yeah.
This group wants to talk about blah, 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 they go over there. So
it's kind of, first thing that comes to mind is kind of like fraternities and sororities.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're like groups. You have to join them. And
yep. And there's a whole initiation process. You have to pass a test.
Yeah.
All those things. Exactly.
And they all have different passions, right? Kind of.
They all have different passions, but a common goal. and a common belief.
Yeah. Well, fraternities are, they all are different because of what again?
Well, I guess you're right. I mean, I guess some have an emphasis on education. Some right. have an emphasis on partying. Some yeah. have an emphasis on basketball or sports yeah. or whatever it is.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess that's a good way to think about
okay,
it.
Cool.
Because at the core of a fraternity, brotherhood is the common goal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a great comparison. So they were splitting up, opening up what's called lodges, mm-hmm. Freemason lodges, all over the world. They were starting to pop up all over, branching off from that original Freemason lodge.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, each one started to develop their own set of rules and regulations, but all with a common like a dress code.
Mm-hmm.
They all have the same dress code. They all have the same strict rules. Yeah, I think like a fancy fraternity for old people is the yeah. best way to describe it mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. nowadays, because Freemasons are still around today.
Yeah.
And
we see a lot of them here.
Yeah, and they're all over.
They're everywhere, but definitely I've seen.
Yeah, and there's a really good CBS Sunday Morning segment on them. So look that up on YouTube if you're interested to hear more. Just type in like Freemasons CBS Sunday Morning. It's a great short segment about them. So here's the deal. I don't think that they're meeting up and discussing how to take over the world or how to harm people or how to gain power over everybody or so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember, there isn't one group. If there was one of these, I would think maybe there's something going on. But there's so many,
yes.
and they're all, this dates back hundreds of years, so they weren't always connected.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they had this plan that they were, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the theory here, to just rewind for a little bit, is
sure, I hope I'm doing a good job explaining these. Is it a little bit confusing?
I'm just trying to
sum it up.
Like,
sure.
People believe that these Freemasons are what again?
Coming up with New World Order, that they're...
Well, people don't know what that is.
We'll get to that. People think that they are behind the American Revolution. They think that, they're devising a plan to take over the world or to suppress people or to harm certain groups or so on and so forth. And I think the main reason people believe that is the Freemasons are secretive.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we don't know is what goes on in their meetings.
Yeah.
We have no idea. So when something mysterious happens, it's easy for people to blame the Freemasons or say it's the Freemasons because it's a mystery.
Yeah.
So I understand why people...
And a lot of powerful people are Freemasons. Is
right,
that
because
true?
It is true because you do have to be wealthy to be accepted. That's
right.
Sort of one of your guidelines. So, and if you are wealthy, maybe there's business owners, maybe there's...
Yeah. So I do see... Okay, I'm going to let you go first on how you feel about it.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that, like what we just said, there are some very powerful members. I think that I'm sure that there are members who... are tied to powerful businesses and companies that could make a difference in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But my instincts here, I think there's no conspiracy here. I think it's just a group of old guys in a fancy fraternity. I'm going to give it a 3.6. It's not impossible, but not likely according to me.
Okay. So I think that if people are wealthy...
Mm-hmm.
Very, very wealthy people usually have way more power than the average person.
Right.
So if they have way more power than the average person and they own huge companies and these companies are the movers, like the movers and shakers of things in our world, I do see that. I do think that they have more power than some people might give them credit. I don't think that they're just hanging out and chatting about regular things. The business, so these people that are wealthy, I do think that you can never categorize somebody and just say everybody's like this. So in my point of view, I mean, you can never say, oh, this person's this, so they're this type of person. Uh-huh. You don't know. And the Freemasons are so big. So you can't, to me, I don't think you can categorize and be like, oh, they're all doing this. But I'm sure that since they are so big, there might be a couple little branches that maybe do have this idea of that they want to take over the world. Then they do have money and they do have power. So you know, I'm not saying that they can, but I'm saying maybe they have this illusion that they will, and they love the name Freemasons and whatever and what it stands for. Maybe they joined it because there's this whole conspiracy behind it and they want to be part of it and make it happen. So I'm going to go with, is this true or is it not true? Do I believe it or not? I'm going to go back to a 5 for this one.
Okay.
Because
you're on the fence. Oh, but this isn't you. This is it?
Yeah. Yeah. This makes me feel like, yes.
I like what you said, that it's not an all or nothing thing. There could be a lodge or two.
Right.
That has some conspiracy going on.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go with a 5.
Well said. Thanks. Okay. You good to move on?
Yes.
Oh, New World Order. So basically people who believe this believe that global elites are conspiring to take over the world.
AKA Freemasons.
Sure. They could be one of them.
Yeah.
Take over the world through authoritarian world government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically they believe that these global elites want to establish a form of government that restricts you from opposing government and allow for an extreme level of control over the public and over your private life.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Now I remembered something else about New World Order. Like, that's why they can hear everything now with Siri and our phones.
Yes,
and
there's
like,
they call it like a gradual, because a lot of people believe that this isn't something that just happens.
Yeah.
It's something that happens gradually over events that slowly are going to lead to this.
Yes.
So that's what people believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this dates back hundreds and hundreds of years, which was really interesting. So, like I said, slowly through all these different mm-hmm. things. So back to the 19th century, that is sort of when this whole idea of government taking over in this way started.
Mm-hmm.
And it started by a Bible teacher. It was started by a Bible teacher by the name of John Nelson Darby in the 19th century.
Wow.
And he was predicting that governments were going to impose this New World Order idea to fulfill prophecies about the end time, which is referred to in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Daniel, and other books of names. Then allegations and theories directed towards our good friends, the Freemasons, started to come out since they were such secretive people.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many that believed that these Freemasons had like a political agenda because they didn't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like 1700s, 1800s, and that they were conspiring to bring what we understand as the New World Order as their own form of government to everybody and take control.
Yeah.
Then the Illuminati became a focal point of New World Order.
That's a whole other thing. Are we covering that?
Not really. I'll talk about the Illuminati for a second in this bubble.
Okay.
But people thought the Illuminati were going to take over with the New World Order. And basically what the Illuminati was, is they were a secret society that was founded in the 1700s in Germany. And they were advocates of like free thought and liberalism and gender equality and more. And they had some crossovers with the Freemasons, too. Like, they would have probably gotten along. They probably did get along.
Okay.
And maybe even had members in both. Because they both believed in rationalism, common sense,
mm-hmm.
essentially. But they were outlawed. The Illuminati, they were outlawed by the government in Germany, and it forced them to break apart. But people believed when the French Revolution happened that it was the Illuminati that was behind the French Revolution.
Okay.
And then throughout history, people have been believing that the Illuminati is behind a bunch of events.
Okay.
So, of course, people are going to believe that they're behind New World Order as well. Then in the 19, and then through the 1800s, there were a bunch of different events that happened that people thought, oh, New World Order, New World Order. Then in the 1940s, there was the New Age movement. Then in the 70s, UFOs started happening and people were believing that aliens known as Grays were going to take over the world and impose New World Order. Mm-hmm. Many believe 9/11 was also involved with a gradual New World Order takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And that because, like we said, people believe it was an inside job, according to them, it allowed Homeland Security to do more invasive searches. You know, like, think about airports.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a form of New World Order, a gradual New World Order. Mm-hmm. And according to conspiracy theorists, that's a way for them to up their invasive searches.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, things that we would have thought were considered violations of privacy before, because of 9/11, we've accepted. So people think that
So what they're saying is that the government is creating all of these, like, they're creating all these events. Mm-hmm. They're the ones making them happen and saying, oh, we just want to help and protect you. So that's why we're going to do this. We're going to be able to tap your phones, your computers, your blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely.
So it's like, that's why a lot of people believe that the pandemic, they call it, and the people in my family that are conspiracy theorists tell me all the time that the pandemic is a plandemic, and it's planned by the government, and they're doing this specifically for the New World Order.
Yep, and that is exactly where I was going next.
Yeah,
is that's why New World Order is on people's minds today, because they believe that the government is behind the pandemic, and they want to get everybody inside, and they think that the contact tracing and the testing is a way to have surveillance over everybody.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And also have everybody's DNA, I'm sure. Just because I just remember that relative that believes in all this was telling me that if you, like, don't get your what is it called?
Vaccine.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other thing. Yeah, they believe in that too, but that the vaccines are actually bad for you. But no, your DNA tested to see your ancestry.
Yes.
That this is all part of it, because they want to get people's information, DNA, and all of that. Anyways.
Right. Okay. So, and then the other thing too is, and I touched on this at the beginning, is this was started by a very religious man about the Bible. So there, you know, a lot of people who believe this are also very, very religious.
Okay.
Especially in the Christian faith.
Okay.
So because of the pandemic and all the churches closing, people were thinking that's a part of the New World Order, because they're trying to get rid of religion and have everybody under one religion.
I see.
So that's another aspect. So that's essentially it. And here we are. Everything is starting to open back up. The government's telling us, don't stay inside. Please go out. Mm-hmm. You know, get back to your lives. So I think that the New World Order conspiracy theories have proven to just be conspiracy theories that date back to the 1700s. Mm-hmm. People have been believing this from the 1700s, and it's just not really happened. And yes, security has ramped up, and the government has more power over watching all of us. But if you are doing anything wrong, well, who cares? You can watch me all you want. I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah. So, sorry, New World Orders. I'm going 0.0. What do you think about that?
I think that essentially the New World Order is about having more control, right?
Right. Having total control.
Right. Have total control.
Yes.
I think that I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah.
But I do see the truth in that. That's where it looks like we're going. Like, the government will have total control in the future. If we're in the future going to get microchipped and it just becomes a normal thing. Like, let's say people have Alzheimer's or something happens, right, or somebody gets, like, kidnapped and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they make it as, like, the norm where people get microchipped and it saves and helps people.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, they can also track all of us. I believe that, I think it's a possibility. I'm never going to say 100% in either way. I can see how the New World Order can eventually happen, because it does look like we are headed that way when it comes toward, like, security, our phones, like, computers. Like, all of a sudden I say something and then I'm getting the ad for what I talk about.
Right,
I do think that.
But I don't think that's New World Order. I think that's, like, companies wanting to sell their products. And
right.
Stuff, but I don't think that's like a government takeover.
I see what you're saying. And I think anything that's government takeover is also going to be used as a business to make money. Whether like it's, it could have three things. Like for me, it could have number one, it's going to be used as a business to make money off of us. Sure. Number two, it could help us. Cause if you look at it, sure. I've been looking for a dining chair, chairs for the dining table. I don't mind these ads. Like I'm looking for them. Like it's fine. So I think that you can look at the flip side that way. That's also good. And three, I do think that it is also to have more control. And I think that, I've seen it in my own lifetime. There's just more control everywhere. They're just like you can scan.
New World Order technically is total control. Mm-hmm. It's of everybody living eventually. This is what they believe. Mm-hmm. I kind of left this part out and I apologize. Is they believe that eventually everybody's going to live in essentially one country. Uh-huh. That it's going to be like just one religion that we all believe. One set of leaders that we all follow. It's all going to be governed by one group.
Yeah.
And that group is going to control everybody's minds, their thoughts, their beliefs, what they do, and that the military is going to be the ones who are going to be enforcing those rules. Like there's like the imagine a world where there's a ton of helicopters in the sky circling, monitoring everybody. I kind of left that part out, and I just remembered that part.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Doesn't change my stance. I'm going 0.0 still. Okay.
So I'm not saying that the whole religion thing, just because I don't see it.
Part of it.
We're all becoming free thinkers more and more and more. So I don't see that like backpedaling. Yeah. I feel like we're evolving. But I do feel like they are taking control. So like, you know, with some conspiracies, you don't have to be all in 100%.
Okay.
So I do think, though, that with a New World Order, I do see it in the future where there's just going to be full control. Like at the end of the day, the cars are driving us now. So
that's a good point.
We're
losing a little bit of our individuality.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at us with our phones. We're addicted to the technology. Yeah. And at the end of the day, who owns the phones? Like, it's not like part of us. And we put all our information in there. So anyways, I do see that happening in the future. I'm not scared for it because there's nothing wrong I'm going to be doing. Yeah, okay, if you want to just look at my, I'm such an open book. You want to look at my life?
Look at my life. Ahead. You can chip me. I'll take a chip. Put a chip in me. What am I going to do?
Like, I don't care. So when people talk about all of this, when the conspiracy theorists talk to me about it and they're like freaked out, they're like, we're going to get, you know, My family member is like, okay, well, you know, we're going to get guns now because, you know, they're trying to take our right and blah, blah, blah. But like, and then like, are you going to kill somebody? Like,
right,
I don't know.
Right.
For me, I'm not worried about it. I have too many other things to worry about. Like, I'm not going to live my life worried that this is going to happen. And if it does, we'll figure it out. So anyways, I'm not losing 1 minute of sleep on this.
Oh, no.
But I do feel like it could be possible. So
where you seem like, if I had to guess your score, you're like a 5.2.
Yeah, I'm at a 5 with all of these.
You're averaging about a 5 here.
Because
you're just open-minded because
you never know. Also, I grew up with all of these ingrained in my head. And then now I have what I've learned. So I'm like, well, you know.
I dare you. And I'm starting to give away my points now a little bit, like where my stance is before I give these theories. Uh-huh. I dare you to stay at a 5 for this next theory. This is a real theory. And you know how I know this is real? This is why we're doing this. Yeah, that's right. We're talking about the reptilian theory, which is why we're here, why we're talking about this. You told me that people believe in this theory that there are reptilian politicians. Mm-hmm. And these are reptiles who have turned themselves into the politicians to gain power.
Okay.
And I said, no freaking way. And you were like, no, I'm telling you. And we had to tell that story.
Yeah.
So here we go. Like I said, many people believe that reptiles came to Earth to gain political power and turn themselves into human politicians. It's a real theory. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. The origin, I want to see like where this started.
You're going to say it again? You're saying it one more time.
Yeah, I just want to say this is a real theory about reptiles that came to Earth and disguise themselves as politicians to gain power.
Okay.
It's a real theory.
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to see where this theory came from. Mm-hmm. So the origin of this is from a fictional comic by the creator of Conan the Barbarian. And he wrote this fictional story where people with like human bodies mm-hmm. with lizard heads could imitate humans and they wanted to take over the world. So he wrote this story in like the 1930s.
Okay.
And that was sort of it. It was a fictional story. It was like
was that a comic book?
It was a comic book.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's like Rick and Morty now. It's like, you know, something yeah. like that. In 2008, is sort of when this theory started to gain a lot of steam. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because during the Minnesota Senate election, a random voter, some guy, wrote lizard people in the place provided for write-in candidates. Because he didn't like any of the candidates for the Minnesota Senate. Uh-huh. So he wrote in lizard people mm-hmm. on his ballot. And that got out. And he was asked why he did that. And he said he thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
That's it. Louis C.K. made a joke about lizard people on a radio show in 2011. He's a comedian, but people took it seriously. Then in 2013, a video of a security agent guarding...
This is older than this. Because I grew up hearing about this way before.
Well, there was the comic. There was I'm talking about when it hit like mainstream.
Oh, okay.
This is as far back as my research goes. Oh, 2008.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then before that was the comic.
Okay. But when was the comic again?
1930s.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah, I'm sure like in the underground conspiracy world, people were talking about it. Yeah. But in the, you know, it wasn't I really see. Mainstream yet.
Got it.
Then in 2013, there was a video that surfaced from a security guy guarding Barack Obama, who was seen with reptilian features. Now, I could not find this video, but I don't care. Because there aren't reptile humans. So I'm going -7 gazillion out of 10.
Okay.
I dare you to give this one a 5. Let me just say again, reptiles who disguise themselves as humans.
Okay.
Let me pretend to be politicians.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me anything you want. I cannot wait for this question.
What do you think about
yes.
aliens
yeah.
coming like that are among us and they're disguised as humans? What do you think about that? Mm. And when I say aliens, I'm not saying little green guys. I'm saying aliens.
Green guys.
I'm saying aliens like... We're aliens to any other being on a planet.
Sure.
I'm saying any other being from another planet
that
on
has
our
the
planet.
Ability to transform.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
because they're more advanced than us.
I know that there are aliens.
Uh-huh.
It's science.
Okay.
It's a fact that out of the thousands and billions of galaxies that have billions of planets,
right?
That this is not the only planet with life on it.
Uh-huh.
Now, do I think that they could get to our galaxy and come to Earth? Probably not.
Really?
Well,
so if if you believe there's billions yeah. of galaxies and all of these planets and yes. all of that, then what makes you believe that
they can't come here?
What makes you believe that some of them aren't so advanced that
right.
coming here, they can come in a blink of an eye?
Well, and it would take, and because of time travel in space, like they could have left their home billions of years in the future and then gotten here. You know
right,
what I'm
right. But maybe they're able to surpass the time travel in space. We
well,
don't know.
Geez,
we only
know.
We only know as far as we have researched.
Right. Are we going to eventually
right?
find a way to
exactly?
Yeah, that's an interesting
things
point.
Change all the time.
That's a good point.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Right.
It is possible.
So if that's possible,
sure.
Then,
but here's the thing: I couldn't figure out when I was trying to do this. Like, are they becoming the politician? Are they, for example, Barack Obama? Are they saying, "Oh, he's a senator. I'm going to become Barack Obama," and then like, is it happening from birth? Like, where, where is this switch happening? When are they becoming him? And then what happens to the real person?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You are describing the plot of Space Jam.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Do you remember the aliens? They come down from space.
I don't even remember.
And they take the powers and become some of the NBA stars. We are describing
again.
Space Jam.
Okay.
So either Space Jam was onto something and they were trying to give us a subliminal message, or what we are describing with this conspiracy theory is a movie. I'm going with that. That's all we're doing right now is we're pitching a great idea for a movie. Mm-hmm. In no way is this happening in our real life. In real life, no way. Uh-huh. I'm sticking with my, you know, I'm going to add to it. Negative 9 gazillion out of 10.
Okay.
That's where I stand.
Uh-huh.
Your turn. I cannot wait for you to give this a 5. Please give this a 5.
I'm going to go with a 3.
Nice. Okay.
Because I still think.
You made a very great pitch for a movie.
No, but realistically, yeah. When you think about it, if you believe in aliens, then they could be so much more ahead and more advanced than us. Fine.
That's a great point.
Like,
yes.
Then why not?
What? Right.
And the only reason I feel like this isn't real is not because I don't believe it's possible, but if they're so much more advanced to change into these reptilians, then how the hell did they blow their cover? Do you know what I mean?
But like. If they're doing all of that, then why aren't the politicians like more extreme? Like maybe Trump is an alien. That would make sense. They're just trying to destroy the world. That could be. That I mean, that's possible.
I mean, there's extreme people in the world all the time.
So okay.
So they're all reptiles.
I'm sticking. No, I don't think that this is true. I'm sticking with my negative 9 gazillion out of 10. Okay. Should we move on?
Yes.
Oh, man. Hey, if you're a reptilian believer out there, give me some proof. Give me some proof. That's all I'm looking for. Okay, last one.
Okay.
Last one. I know this is a long episode. You know, on a beautiful sunny day when an airplane goes by and you see the streaks in the sky, many people believe that those streaks are chemtrails, mm-hmm. chemical trails. Mm-hmm. They think that it might be weather modifications, psychological manipulations, human population control, or biological or chemical warfare, or that the trails are causing just general illnesses or other health problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to know, you know, when these, when and where these theories start. So I did a little deep dive in the history of chemtrails. And it really began in 1996 when the United States Air Force published a report about weather modifications. And that report then led to many internet forums lighting up with posts about the U.S. spraying people from planes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what the report technically said. They said that the report said that they could maybe in the future modify weather from airplanes.
Okay.
And people sort of dove into that and tried to see a deeper level, like, oh, maybe yeah. they're spraying things to, you know, mess with humans too. This led to people contacting federal officials with calls and letters, you know, angrily demanding that they stop doing this.
Yeah.
But of course, the EPA, the FAA, NASA, and others attempted to dispel the rumors with facts and fact sheets and charts. Mm-hmm. But people just thought that those were all just government
cover-ups.
Exactly. Here's the biggest thing for me. Former CIA employee whistleblower Edward Snowden,
mm-hmm.
Yes, the Edward Snowden, said in an interview once, yes, in case you were wondering, and I quote, yes, in case you were wondering, chemtrails are not a thing. And I had ridiculous access to the networks of the NSA, the CIA, the military, all these groups. I couldn't find anything. Now, contrails are streaks of condensed water vapor created in the air by an airplane or rocket at high altitudes.
Uh-huh.
Fossil fuel combustion produces carbon dioxide and water vapor. And at high altitudes, the air is very cold. So hot, humid air from the engine mixes with the colder surrounding air, causing the water vapor to condense into droplets or ice crystals that form the streaks. But I kind of stopped looking into it after I saw the Snowden thing, to be honest with you. Because I'm sorry to disappoint all of you, but I'm siding with Ed Snowden here. He leaked so much highly classified information about national security. He was getting it all out there. He would have definitely leaked this too. He had access to everything.
Yeah.
Everything. So chemtrails are just contrails in my eyes. So I'll give it a one. I'll give it a one.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a one because, look, if the government was going to do these things, it's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a little credit.
Yeah. For this one, the whole chemtrails, I grew up listening to this over and over and over and over and over again. I still do. And I've seen so many photos. I'm going to go with
a five.
I was going to go with a three.
Okay. What I was really looking for with this one was credible, qualified scientists to come out and say, yeah, something's not right with these. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's what I was really looking for.
It's a rabbit hole, these conspiracies.
I'm telling you, you start watching the YouTube videos, and then what happens is, you know, you're watching the video and similar ones are popping up on the side.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get to, you finish watching it and then you click the next one.
Yeah.
And then you watch it and then you click the next one.
Yeah.
And then you start, and then you know what happens? Different conspiracy theories are showing up on the side. So you're like, oh, what's this one?
Yeah.
Oh, and then you go dive deeper down to that hole. Yeah. And then you just hop
around.
Joey's
been researching this for 2 weeks, so yeah.
And I come out of it thinking nothing really. I'm not really buying any of them. I mean, I will say the 9/11 is weird.
Yeah.
The moon landing is fishy. But not enough proof for me to be like like I can't even imagine like taking a definitive stance on any of these because
I know, and people do.
I just can't. Like I don't.
And they get so, they feel so like so sure about it and everybody else is wrong and they're right.
No, I would like need like definitive proof.
Yeah.
And I've got nothing.
Yeah, and then the thing is like for the family member, I'm telling you, is that then I'll say, I don't know. And then they're like, oh, I have proof. And then they show me this confidential paperwork that they have received from somebody that has worked in the government. And that's proof. It's like, how do you know that that's even real?
Also,
like,
why would this person send it to anybody?
It can be faked. Anybody can put confidential on
from
top.
Here's what I would, my mind would go why are they sending it to me?
Well, the reason, the reason is because they're part of these groups of people that are like seeking the truth.
Yeah, but if they're part of the government.
Well, they left the government. These people are usually the ones that they don't work for the government anymore, but they have these papers and they're trying to show people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just try to see all sides.
Sure.
I try to see all sides.
Right.
And I also feel like I like being around people that see all sides, and that's why I don't like talking about these conspiracies with the family members that I'm talking about because they are so one-sided.
Right.
It's like poor me. I am so ignorant.
Right.
Like I just don't know. I'll find out. You'll see. Like I get those type of answers.
Right.
And I just don't like that putting down.
Right.
I feel like I would be open to talk about it if somebody was a little bit more open-minded. It was like, you know what? I heard about this. It could be true. It might be false like how we're talking.
Sure. Of course. You got to be like that, except when it has to do with reptile humans. But everything else. No, I completely agree with you. Absolutely.
So just ending this episode on that. If you are a conspiracy theorist, listen, I have a couple people in my family that I love very dearly that are conspiracy theorists. But, you know, just be a little bit easy. If you want to open somebody's mind, you know, don't make them feel bad that they don't believe something,
Right.
Because I think if you didn't see it with your own two eyes and if you weren't there and if you don't, then how can you be so sure?
Totally.
That's just my view.
Absolutely. Could not agree more.
So,
well said. Well put. Okay. Let's go out on that note. This was really fun. Hey, this was fun to dive in and learn about all these. I didn't know about really any of this before I started. And I mean, my mind was absolutely blown.
Yeah, thanks for doing all the research. I think that whether you believe in it or not, it's nice to know even the basics of it, because these conversations will come up in your life. And instead of being like, oh, I don't know, it's kind of, you know, it's interesting to be able to know a little bit. It's like, you know, oh, I heard about this.
Absolutely. And to have a fun conversation about it.
Yeah.
So if you were confused by any of the theories that we talked about, just look into it. Do your own research.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too, is, you know, I'd heard so much about Pizzagate. I was convinced whatever Pizzagate is true because I'd heard so much about it. But once you do your own research, you're like, oh, okay, I see what's going on. So that's my main point is do your own research.
And do your own research on both sides, opposing, like, for it and against it. Like, I'm the type of person, like, I will watch CNN and I'll watch Fox News and then I'll make my own decision. Like, you know, I am not going to be all one-sided for one thing, because I feel like you can't grow and make your own decision if you're just going to be looking at one of the sides.
Yeah, definitely. So, definitely. I did that for a lot of these. I looked up like proof of these conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like...
And then the debunk.
And then the debunk one. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that's what you got to do.
Yep.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Nicely
done.
Thanks. Great job. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, this was a different episode than usual, but we're switching it up. Yeah, we just jumped right in because you guys really sent in so many conspiracies.
Yeah. Hey, if there's more that I didn't talk about, send them over. I'd love to dive in. I'm just kidding. Please don't. All right. Thank you guys so much. We're sending you all so much love. I hope everybody's good and healthy and well.
Yes.
And
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Also, quick house update, because I know, you know, we've been talking about this like almost every episode. We are not going to give you actually a quick house update. So the update is there is no update because we are going through inspection. We just had the inspection, and this is kind of the time that you kind of lay low until you like figure things out.
Yeah.
I will say the house has a lot of issues that we love. It has a lot of things that need to be fixed. And I'll leave it at that. And we will talk about it once we can.
Yes. Well said. Nicely done.
You nicely done. Thank you for everything.
Yeah.
My lovely husband.
My lovely wife.
And thank you, everybody, all the listeners. You guys are amazing. Thank you for being part of this community. You make it so enjoyable, and I cannot wait to hang out with you guys next week. Hope you have a wonderful day, night, evening, whatever. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.